for yourself.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Hosted.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
All right. Let's get things hyped up here. I know some of you have probably fallen asleep here after that last hour, so let's have it upbeat. Let's finish off the show right. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and yes, I'm your host V. I have with me my co-host Will Torbett, and also our new co-host. Well, you've all heard him, Bill the Butcher. Now, I know which people may be wondering. Yes, Kristen has been having some technical issues. So until then, we're going to have Bill the Butcher fill in for her. And tonight we have a wonderful guest by the name of Karen McDonald. Are you there, Karen?
We certainly are. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. So, what did you want to come on the show to talk about?
You know, there's just so much stuff going on right now. I wanted to talk a little about maybe from 5G to 5D. I don't know. We could start there. We could talk sovereignty. I heard the end of the other show. It talked about international law, which in my teachings as a clan mother and tribe mother, most people have no clue that nations are actually run by clan mothers and not de facto corporations. So I think we could start almost anywhere. Where would you like to go? It's been so long since
let's start on that last statement there.
Yeah. Want to go there?
Nations are run by clan mothers. Let's start there.
Okay. Are you aware that by the international law, that a nation is defined as being run by an original mitochondrial bloodline clan mother? And most people don't even know their blood type, let alone who their mother was. They couldn't tell you their tribe, which goes back before Ephraim, to they've lost that sacred knowledge. And there is something, I don't know if you've ever heard of someone called Mr. Meredith Quinn, tribal laws. He was part of the Dakota, but he was basically the Dakota UN, I guess we'll say liaison, or kind of like the legal advisor for them. And so this is something that's really, really important that I wanted to get across. So these are the original, if you want to say, some people call them the ET treaties. But there were six original treaties that were authorized, and this is pre-Columbus. And on the books, some of these treaties go back. Literally, I have held copper plates that go back almost to the Dracos. And some of these plates are over thousands and thousands of years old. And in fact, not at all, but in truth, we were part of that group with what's called the Haida Gwaii. And the Haida Gwaii were holding, as well, the what you call Shwetmak tribes, which people think is British Columbia, a corporation. But they actually held the actual treaties that were in hieroglyphics, like petroglyphs, on those particular copper plates. And subsequent to dissolving and not renewing the agreements with them, they were smashed in Ottawa, actually, several years ago. So this is something that a lot of people aren't aware of. They think of, you know, Noah's Ark being some, you know, foreign mystical little boat from the, you know, Bible or something. But in actuality, it was a agreement of peace, as was Solomon's Seal with the black tribes. And there were many white tribes here as well, and they fell under what was called Noah's Ark or Cleopatra, the eye of the needle. That's where that thing comes from, the camel's eye. The eagle bull, that's where you see the eagle clan as well. And the ones that most people have heard of is the peace pipe, which they think is just a piece of pipes, you know, a bunch of, like, First Nations sit around smoking. However, it's a peace treaty, as is the Wampum Belt. So there were basically 13 original nations, if you want to say, and those six binding are still on the law books to this day. And that's what international is. It's about how to maintain diplomatic relations and peace between those original nations. So I don't recognize Canada, and I don't recognize, you know, any other de facto country. So this is something that, you know, a lot of people, if they do look up Mr. Meredith Quinn, there's an awful lot on YouTube, actually, about this. So I really suggest people to do that, because how do you put back together, you know, we hear this, you know, make America great. Well, it was the America's Empire, by the way, is what it was originally called. And it had defined territorial borders, by the way. You know, and this is, you know, going back pre-deluge, obviously, before the flood. You know, it looks like with the pole shift, we're about to have another one. So this is something I wanted to bring to people's attention. I just caught that up the, you know, last few minutes of the show, and people spout off words that they have no idea what it actually means. And so I think that's really, really important, because when things have been breached, this is what started some of that, the arrests for the Queen, the draconian, call it whatever you want. Noah's Ark would be Arcturian. You know, everything that fell in that sector could be Palladium, and that's what people refer to as the Star Wars, you know, the Star Nation, the secret space program. This is all what we're talking about here. So I just wanted to bring that up. You know, white bear, what am I? What's in the bear clan, right? You know, that's the whole Arcturian bear. It goes back to my mother's mitochondrial DNA, which was Ursula, which goes back over 45,000 years. So I was well here, established our genetic bloodlines well before Columbus or, you know, Trump was, or even Trudeau for that matter up here. So, you know, I have my own sovereign plates, which also means we learn to speak in truth. We learn to gift. I do bartering. I don't have a bank account. I don't use the birth certificate. And I'm not in contract with them. In fact, I have my own sovereign plates. And that's only for identification. They know quite well not to touch me. So, well, taxes.
That everything. Sounds great.
Legal. Everything that's illegal, people need to come back to what love, you know, and what that law is. And that's why I appreciate what you're doing. You know, we've talked a little bit about this with, you know, ex-Chief Patty Broussard before, but yeah.
You know, I definitely understand that. And I can say, as an activist, and also as a targeted individual, when you're a targeted individual, that means you have government and corporation that align themselves to the government to help steal money from you, stop you from, you know, I've had Google take, you know, $80 out of my account for no reason whatsoever, not even having a Google wallet, you know, having to call them and be like, what the hell is going on? And, you know, I get, you know, smoke blown up my butt, and then, oh, we'll put it back, this sort of thing. And, you know, they'll align and they'll do things, make sure that you can't get a job, or if you do get one, that you were fired by, you know, your boss being contacted, things like that. So they do their best to take away your resources and your capability of operating. Now, I say this because, and sort of a sense of bartering, but even beyond that, you know, I have built up a lot of, I guess you'd say, respect. People respect me worldwide. And it's like, well, what can we do to help? Well, I don't have any money to pay you. Well, no, we respect what you're doing. We'd do anything to be a part of what you're doing. And it's just like, using respect as currency is something that these governments and corporations have long been trying to get rid of. They've almost eradicated it. You know, most people want to be compensated for this and that. I don't have any money to give you. But yeah, it's that respect thing. It's like, well, you know, you do this for me, I do that for you, and we can all do this together. And that is that sense of equality and community, and, you know, wanting to get the job done, what needs to be done.
I think you bring up really excellent points there. You know, people are so, I mean, they're, what's happening now, I was like wise to, like, seriously, like 15, 20 years ago, you know, this whole thing about what was going on. So that whole illusion, you know, it was Winston Shroud and 1099 and OADs, and everyone's trying to beat the straw man, or they think they can get an in on it. And this is the whole illusion, is that there is no money. And the money that is de facto, that is being used, is simply taken from these pedivores, the, you know, Chimera Project, through actually genetic hybridization. And that's part of the, as you call TI, or targeted individual community, of which I was grossly, grossly assaulted. I don't know if you know that. Maybe I missed you on my friend list thing when I was sending my pictures, but the end of May, I don't know if I told you this, but the end of May, I actually got up one day and my neck was totally scarred. Beyond a V, it looks like a Z. Actually, it looked like V wasn't here, but Zora was. So there are pictures on my Facebook at Karen Lusick McDonald, or Karen Ann Lusick McDonald, or Karen McDonald. I have many, multiple ones, actually. And one of the things that happened is that I was burnt, and it got worse and worse. And I went with my girlfriend after it happened in Saskatoon by the University of Saskatchewan. And again, I've been openly complaining with, you know, stuff to the local governments and stuff, which are not mine, I may add, about the 5G towers and the perils of it. So I've been in, you know, contact, we can talk a little bit, with Dr. Alfred Weber, Patty Broussard. I've been in contact with Mark Steele, Sasha Stone, everything about the human extinction, David Wolfe. You know, we've got to be able to realize the difference between public and military deployment and weapons of mass destruction and violations of my Clan Mother proclamation. We don't make declarations. In fact, everything should be oral. I shouldn't have to even say anything. But in 2013, there was a proclamation that was made, and that was the first dissolution of the British throne, the British crown, and the Queen, the Draco Queen, and Elizabeth going down, and some of the arrests and stuff starting for the pedophilia, you know, with the children in Kamloops, and terrorizing, torturing, and mutilating the First Nations and tribal children as well, which we know and we, you know, appreciate so much for the special forces and the vets for child rescue. That's a whole other thing I've been involved with. But, you know, people have got to be aware that this money is false. And if you, as a mother or as a child, you don't charge your infant, you know, how much am I charging you for breastfeeding? Like, I mean, it's gone to the point of insanity. And if you look up Cynthia Marie Brewer, you'll see actually to the background to really what the IMF or Intermonetary Fund was about. And it's about trading, sex trade, human trading, genetic trading, even on and off this planet. And for that, it's got to stop. And, you know, there is preciousness in a child, and it's not just even the 5G and the millimeter thing. I can even go to how many generations have our babas been here, you know, even in these areas. You know, is there going to be a sixth and seventh generation? I hear the sixth is communications to Mars, but, you know, this is something that, you know, we have to look at going back to, and the floods and everything else and the pole shift going on, people need to be in the safe places. I've been listening a lot to Marfugel news and stuff like that. There are another intel truther movement that are trying to help people, a lot of expats and stuff too, in military, trying to get people prepared for this. We know the Earth is expanding. We know we have no UVC left. We know there's spontaneous magnetic and a pole reversal in full swing as well right now. And part of what I'm doing is not only from being targeted here, like I said, it happened in Saskatoon. We went to Banff, and get this one, you'll love this. So as I'm coming back to Saskatoon, we decide to reroute by a place called Medicine Hat, as people know in the Corporation of Alberta. We otherwise call it the Blood Tribes up here. But we went right past CFB Suffield, which is a tri-base, and it's like our Area 51 here, by the way. So, and there are FEMA camps up here. So people, if they think they're safe in Canada, they can shake their heads again, because I know where most of the FEMA camps are, and I know where a lot of the illegal hidden deep bases are as well. Suffield is one of those areas between actually Q552 base in Nelson and Winnipeg that reroutes into LA and also into Denver through Saskatoon on the hub underneath. And what happened is when we went by this tri-base, and that to me means that it's actually three bases all on top and all below, which is American, Canadian, and British, by the way. And I have been on there. But as we seriously went through probably about 5 miles of, like, more array towers that look like a mini harp center and Gwen towers and almost like 5G towers, I'll tell you what happened. In my girlfriend Carmela's car, a 2009 Lincoln, they took it over. The Internet of Things, the 5G, took over her cruise control. So she felt like she was a little toddler there, you know, playing with a little Ponka toy because we had no control of the car. They took it over. And it didn't matter if she put her foot on the gas pedal to the floor. That car was governed at 100 kilometers, which is your 60 miles. So it released it as soon as we left, probably a few miles past the base area. So there's targeting, and then there's targeting.
Wow.
Okay? So that was a really great, and I'm sitting there. I've got pictures of all this, by the way. It's on my Facebook, and I'd be happy to send them to you. So I know what targeting is all about. And it's not the first time it happened. As I've been involved, as you know, quite a bit previously, I'm no longer associated with Patty Broussard, but have been. So I've done a lot of, as you call, soldiers, super soldiers, expats, post-traumatic stress, vaccine recovery because of the illegal and immoral biological warfare that's been injected into the people. And so I've been doing something a lot with what you call radionics. Some people call it Royal Rife, Scalar Technology, Pulsed Energetic Frequency Medicine, but it's something called a Genius Biofeedback. And if people go to Genius Biofeedback and look at a site, there's a little part of it that says free 15-day trial. And it's one of the few things that's out there for biofeedback that is not $30,000 and $40,000, of which I have one of those skills, like the Indigo eDoctor and those big, you know, things that Dr. Bill Nelson was doing like 10, 15 years ago when I was on board. These are converting everyone's, and it's developed, redeveloped, actually, I should say. A lot of us were on the SKU team with Bill Nelson at one point, or with the Quantum Alliance. Ryan Williams was part of the Army. He's an ex-Army vet, and he reconfigured all that stuff, and he put it onto everyone's phone. So every iPhone, iPad, and iTablet can be converted into almost like a scalar wave of your own. It can emit and pulse a non-threatening, non-Wi-Fi dependent, crystal signal with sulfidial tones. And so we have the ability, actually, as a former nurse, I've been nursing 35 years now, is that you don't need to go to the hospital for blood work if you don't want. We have the ability to look at toxins, biological warfare, your auras, the mood of the day. Sometimes that's the most important thing, is how moody we can be. But also it gives me what are the top herbs, top oils, and things like that. What are the remedies that we might need based on your chemistry? So we have the ability not just to zap, as people know about zapping bugs or fighting bugs, we can also do tumors and dismantle things through biophotonic or acoustical weapons. So as we are talking about using these direct energy weapons at people, you can also use them for wellness because you can also do what's called reverse engineering or inverting the signal. So just like they can tricorder, I can try vector too. So there's a lot of hope up there, and I wanted to share something really quite genius, which is why I think I may have got targeted in May that bad. You've heard of Lyme's, obviously, right? Lyme and Morgellons?
Morgellons disease. People will make a distinction. Some people will not. I do believe that is an issue to be talked about, but I know where you're going with this, and we are going to have to pick this back up after our short commercial break, which will be starting here in about 30 seconds. So I want to get people ready for that and make sure my co-hosts have questions for you when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Because I made the remedy up in Saskatoon where they're out. Reverse engineered. I took the ticks and I reversed them, just like a vaccine and the cancer thing. I have it here in Saskatoon.
Absolutely.
We're going to try to get that free.
Okay.
So we're on to.
Go ahead.
You said we're on a. You've got a promo to do, right?
So it's top of the hour thing. Station identification, and we'll be right back.
A lot of these cats, I wish they just forget the address to the gym. You know, everything is not for everybody.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back for the short segment, and I would like for my co-hosts to fire off a question each, if they can.
Group. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, right, I'll go ahead.
I guess I'll go first real quick. You know, I was looking into the 5G stuff recently, too, and, you know, they're trying to roll it out everywhere as it's like some type of blessing, and I was having some difficulty. I was even looking through the Google articles, the scholarly articles there. I couldn't find much on 5G. Where would you point me to or somebody else to find some of the better evidence against 5G and 5G being dangerous and or potentially toxic?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. I've been doing a lot of stuff lately with Dr. Alfred, who's a judge, by the way, Judge Alfred Weber out of Vancouver. He's actually a Washington, D.C., Bar Associated. Actually, they've been all disbarred in the last few months, but whatever. Dr. Weber has got something called News Inside Out. And if you go to Alfred Weber, and it's W-E-B-R-E, is actually got News Inside Out. We got YouTubes with the former Sergeant Patty Broussard, who is the NBC or Nuclear Ballistic and Communications Officer for the U.S. Army and military. I like something really simple, so I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's called 5G Human Extinction, and it's done by a friend of mine, Mark Steele, who's your leading advocate in the UK right now. And it was done also with Sasha Stone. It's wonderfully done, I might add. I'm going to be doing some summits as well to take a look at that. Dr. Catherine Horton is amazing. Dr. Catherine Horton is at, it's called Stop 007. Stop the, it's almost like Deborah Tavares with, you know, the other stuff, stopthecrime.net.
Yeah, is that a Catherine with a K or a C?
It's K, and Horton is like, Horton lays an egg, you know?
Yes, this is okay, going to be a big one. Thank you for that. That sounds like at least two or three good resources I can start on.
Yeah, Barry Towers got a lot of stuff, too. And who I'm doing a lot with up here is, I'm starting to, is Professor Curtis Bennett. So if you see what we're doing up in the Canadian courts, he's going to try running them, is because it's about a thermal imaging. And actually, there is some great stuff. If you get a hold of me at Karen McDonald or Karen Ann Lusick McDonald, my email is clanmother13@gmail.com. That's with a K, by the way. Otherwise, Karen Lusick McDonald at ProtonMail, all lowercase. Thanks for your question and understanding. It is really, really important that people get the basis to it. I've got threads going on. I've also got Facebook groups. We have lots of Facebook groups on stopping 5G and the summits. So if you're a Facebook, I've got about 7 or 8 Facebooks, but I actually have one on what the energy is that's going on there. It's very, very simple. And the simplest way, there's going to be a great summit coming up. I just put up on my Facebook today, too. The easiest way to know about it is that 2.4 is basically a larger wave. If you think about surfing on the wave, you know, and then if you look at it, the closer the millimeter gets when you get to 5G, it's not just that, it's the intensity. It goes billions of times, but it's a millimeter wave, and it actually was used and has been used from my research since the 50s in the underground basis by the military.
Yes,
and it did not affect them as much because of the super soldier hybridization. They have different genetics where it's killing us. And obviously you can see where the Hague, many places are actually putting a moratorium and a cease and desist. You're getting it in parts of Europe and in San Francisco, where they're putting these towers up. People are having neurological diseases. We've got 8 children documented with brain tumors. People are having spontaneous nosebleeds. It's literally, I think they've been deploying it, obviously, and they've been experimenting with us during the evenings because I've been able to do stuff. And something I got in my area to help, I got Curtis Bennett is actually the leading guy in utilities, but it's called thermoguy.com. And in Saskatoon, I got Clifford Garreau, which was a former RCMP for 25 years forensic, and by the way, studied biological warfare at Suffield as well. But he came in here called heatseekers.ca. And so I really encourage people, if they are, to get a thermal imaging as well. My biofeedback scanner at Genius Biofeedback will pick up EMF things. We can detect things as nano as metallic implants. We are also coding in for biological warfare. I just had them do the Da Nang virus, actually, because of the outbreak coming in. My biggest thing, too, is that also being a quantum medical therapist and researcher and developer for like 20-some years, is that the retroviruses that they gave people in the vaccines can be reactivated. And that's going to be some of the bigger things that you're going to be seeing here, and probably the more scarier thing that we're seeing is the reactivation of the basically the retroviruses here. And so there are some people that you can read, Evan Brand and Dr. Dietrich Klinghart is an MD as well. So there's quite a few people out talking about it. I don't think there's a lack of information. There's some great stuff. Even the United Nations, if you can imagine, got a little scared because they found it was all on their staff buildings. So they actually openly admitted that. And I watched 2 weeks of some of the Senate and the Congress actually down that you had in the States where you had multiple doctors. There's been 200 and some doctors advocate for stopping it because it is deadly. They keep saying there's no studies, but that really is crap. I mean, the military's been using this for 70 years. They know exactly what it is.
I was about to say about 70 years, at least 70. And so,
yeah, this is Granada Treaty. This is the ET stuff that Eisenhower and all those guys, you know, they were trading tech and this kind of stuff for, you know, trading for our children and our lives here. And that's not cool. And as far as I'm discerning, this is an act of war. It's also an act of treason and high treason. And yes. The military knows what they can do. We've got a scorched earth policy, and this is a violation of all my clan mothers and tribe mothers proclamations. So it literally is, you know, you can forfeit your life for that one. You know, there just isn't an excuse for what they've done. There just isn't. You know, you've got birds when they did in, you know, in the Netherlands, 200 and some birds died. They tried it again, dropped them again. We don't need another, you know, how many more studies do we need to have? You know, you don't need to.
Well, I'll tell you what. There is a lot of information on this. I'm definitely going to give you guys some more sources, too. But I believe we're going to commercial break.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, thank you. This is still the Retro Hardcore Radio Show, and I'm still your host, V. Karen McDonald here on the show. And yes, great information there, especially during that short segment. Great information. And a lot of that information, everything she mentioned there, is actually in my documentary series. The 5th of November movie series, a targeted individual 5th of November movie series. You can go to my Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries/. Yes, I mentioned everything from the birds dying, to people being irradiated, to, there's so much that, as you just said, that I have covered. Now, my documentary series, it's a bit tough. It's a requiem of the history of this technology. Each documentary is around 2 to 4 hours long, and I've got 6 of them. So all that information is definitely covered if you just want a one-stop shop, but definitely visit all those other links as well. And before Wilbur asks his question, I definitely want to state that people have been having these crashes. Very important people, these car crashes. Yes, the 5G can definitely take over your car. You don't need a smart car. and yes, people have complained their vehicle's been taken over because your cars do have microchips in them. And something that these people do to hack your computer, it'll make sure that your timing's off. Just do whatever to make sure your car is not running efficiently. So that you guzzle more gas and more wear and tear in your vehicles. If they don't like you, well, something can go wrong in a split second that will never be registered. Any forensics that will make you crash into a tree.
Right.
So with that said, I definitely don't want to ever drive a smart car because, well, next thing you know, hey, if you got a warrant for your arrest, that's where that smart car is going to drive you to. Straight to the police.
Yeah. I got to share something with you that's really kind of weird. This just went up on my Facebook, but it ties into the whole Yahweh thing and China and the social credit thing and where this Agenda 21 and 2030 is going. Literally this week, there was a guy from the, again, we'll just say stateside, was over in China. He jaywalked. In less than 5 minutes, he'd been deemed a social debit, you know, whatever, non-compliant, and he jaywalked, and literally he received a debit. They took it right out of his bank account through facial recognition, okay? So in less than 5 minutes, as you went to think, American guy was over in China, jaywalked, and they took the fine out of his bank machine, the ATM. So
American
that's how,
citizen.
There you go. That was just this week. I just put that up on Facebook. This has been pre-planned for so long, and, you know, it's, people think the fifth generation, I'm like, they don't get what this really is, right? And the targeting, and you and I have got the background in this, and I've been doing scalar wave technology with, like, Stephen D. Kelly for, like, you know, 8-10 years already, and Patty Broussard for 7. So I'm very well-versed in it because I have been, you know, they could have taken the car out, you know. She had a 2009, so there's that's why I have a 2002 Envoy, by the way, loaded, ready to go. With a camper that's almost as old as me, 1969, I'm painting right now because that's my evac thing. If everything else is like, you know, falls apart, I still have the, you know, thing out to go onto the Canadian Shield and get up high with the pole shift. But this is so dangerous. That's why people with anything older than probably 2006, 7, 8, in those years, you know, the chipping. You know, I also looked at it too. I mean, it was, hi, you know that we know that you know. And today I've had another message come over again, and you can get ET languages in anything other than English, by the way, over the phone. And it told me to actually contact this. It says, tell the city hall. And I'm like, because I was thinking of going, you know, what else do I have to do? I've put these things, but they want it. But I'm going to do actually some formal stuff. And I am talking with Judge Alfred Weber. He's talking about doing some drafting, basically sort of like a ban that you could go into every city and actually go to the city hall and help them to shut it down. What I'm finding, and, you know, ignorance of the laws, you know, is no none. Absolutely none.
Well, it sounds like, Bill is very restless on the mic over here. I think he's got something he wants to say.
Well, I'm going to go back to where she began. As you know, I'm very well connected with Utah, with the Mormon people. I'm not a Mormon myself, but I am a descendant of Porter Rockwell, so that makes me Mormon royalty. And my grandchildren are descendants of Quanah Parker, who was the Comanche chief here in Texas that went to Oklahoma. But you said something, Karen. And by the way, Karen, before I begin, thank you so much for being on tonight. When V told me you were going to be on and what you were going to discuss, I was very excited, and that's why I've been so quiet, is I'm listening very intensely to what you're saying. But what I'm going to ask is, I did a dissertation in several papers, and I, like I said, I'm not a Mormon, I'm not LDS, but I study their ways, I believe in their culture.
Me too, actually. I've been down there. I've been underground.
But I believe in their culture. But the one thing that I have always argued with them was when the Jewish people landed at the Yucatan Peninsula, that Moroni ended up placing his tablets in Hill Cumorah, written in what Joseph Smith called Reformed Egyptian, which was a type of Egyptian. And I've always maintained, look, if the Native Americans had this, then why didn't we find so much as a grocery list somewhere between the Yucatan and New York State? And they would always make excuses. But you said something very interesting.
I know why.
You said the word. You said the word Egyptian, and you said copper plates. And if you understand Mormon theology, and I do understand it, there's three levels of holy places: copper, and there's brass, and there's gold. And when you mention Egyptian hieroglyphs and everything, that's good. I have a good friend up there in Brigham City who's an old bishop and everything, and we argue all the time. He got me whiskey up there, V. He found me whiskey. Anyway, we discussed this at length, and Karen, I'm very interested in where you came up with the Egyptian hieroglyphs, because that coincides with exactly what Joseph Smith wrote, and I'm highly interested in, and thank you again for your time and energy tonight. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't understand anything. I know nothing, but I will give you some information and share that with you, if that's all right. I am quite well-versed, actually, in the LDS Church, the stake centers, the wards, the setups, the baptisms and stuff. It is a cult. It is part of the Masonic thing, as you know, if you can discern the, and I won't say, because the Egyptians were basically tied into the Anunnaki and into alien races that were not supposed to be here. They were basically trying to copy what the first, and I will say, I don't like the word First Nations, but first 13 nations that were here that helped settle at different time dispensations. And we have something at a previous website, YouTube. It was called Project Incension, I-N-C-E-N-S-I-O-N. I did it with Patty Broussard. It has to do with the blood types, the genetics. We cracked into the Human Genome Project, Project Panther, everything else, but actually the different time dispensations. If you go back into Joseph Smith, and again, they were, and I know Gary, I was trained by Gary Young, by the way. I was, Winston Shrout. I mean, those guys were very high up in the LDS Mormon bishopric. And so what happened basically in here is that actually in what you would call in the Mi'kmaq area, otherwise known as Massachusetts, when they were here, you had over 100 million First Nations, first 13 nations that were killed here in with the Columbia stuff and before that, and the development of the deep underground military bases. I mean, you've got to remember some of the stuff is going back, 30,000 years, and longer. So the actual plates themselves, as an alchemist as well, I can do alchemy. I'm a shaman as well. When you're looking at your Oremus or Monatomic and your golds and silvers and iridiums and all that and platiniums and, the different M states that you can go into, those actual plates that I held and I blessed with the actual tribes and nations that were still, again, matriarchal, right? Many of them are. And before you even had a constitution, that's what they were trying to loosely base it off. They were trying to copy it, but in their own way for, obviously, slavery purposes. So your Egyptian pyramids and stuff like that were not the original ones. They were copies off the Stonehenges. So some of the original plates and artifacts, customs, usages, and laws are still kept by some of the tribes, which I have been part of, and I've been humbly and gratefully trained and mentored or shared with. You know, I've been in underground pit houses to I've been in into Stargate areas. And so the copper plate was in a light language, or what they call Star Nations languages. And you will see a lot of that. It's not just the Hopi Mayan prophecy, but those languages were actually in a secret Kemetic language, by the way. It wasn't Egyptian. It was way before that even. So even there was a secret, which Sir Walter Budge was killed for, by the way.
Well,
it's a Coptic type of a sheep, by the way. And there's a secret Kemetic.
I don't mean to interrupt, but let me ask you something. Is it possible if Joseph Smith did have golden plates, and he observed the writings thereon. That he had no education, basically, and I'll admit that. Could he have mistaken what he saw as Egyptian hieroglyphs? And it looked like hieroglyphs. Okay, so that was and he says in his preface to the Book of Mormon, he says, right, if there are any mistakes, it's my mistake, not the mistake of what was written. So he could have certainly, and this is where I'm very scientific. When you're scientific, you look at the evidence you have, and if it doesn't support your hypotheses, you have to change. So I always said that the Indians never left much as a grocery list, but if you're finding what looked like hieroglyphs in Canada, which is north of the Hill of Cumorah, then most certainly something from the Middle East migrated this way. Joseph saw it, and when he saw it, he called it Reformed Egyptian, because it wasn't truly hieroglyphs, it was something different. So that proves that the Mormons did in fact have something that was connected with the Middle East, and there was a way that the Hebrews did find their way across the ocean and did land on the Yucatan. Your thoughts?
Let me jump in here, because a lot of people forget about the other cultures that were around. For example, like the Olmecs, okay, who had the darkest human beings ever existed on the planet, wider noses than anything like that. I mean, there's been a lot of whitewashing of history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Napoleon didn't like the way the Sphinx looked and blew off his nose because it wasn't a white nose. The pyramids are actually being found to be a lot older than what they've been told. The Sphinx itself has water lines on it, water erosion, which indicates an ice age. Now, there has been ancient tribes, the Dogomen, for example.
It's going to come to the Dogo because it's black tribes, right? Crudo, yeah.
Correct.
They are
Egyptians themselves, and they did not keep any writings, but they kept an oral tradition. And they talk about things like such, like the Sirius B star, things like that. They've talked about quantum physics and quantum particles that haven't been discovered until the last 10 years. So there is that ancient people that did come from Africa. I mean, we had the Phoenicians. And this is where I'm trying to answer your question here, because there were writings here and there, and there is parts of the Grand Canyon at the bottom that are guarded by the military. They're off limits. It's said that some Egyptian or Phoenician things were found there, some writings and whatnot. And I mean, we have to give credit to where credit's due. I mean, the word Phoenician, phonetics word, that's where it comes from. So that is.
Well, you know,
the white man and the seafaring, all that stuff, that, yes, that happened recently, but there have been several seafaring cultures globally. The planet's been a global planet as far as trade and communications many times over in the incarnations of man. Man has been on this planet many times, died off, come back.
Yeah, we're on our fifth life. You know, well, and I think that's an excellent point, because we do have the maps and underground cities. We have the stuff to Atlantis. I have seen stuff that is on Project Ascension. I think people need a real basic education from, like, Lanakia, from, like, where do we really come from, the star, you know, the creator and the stars up there, right? And as you mentioned, Sirius, you know, ABC or Xenlanthia, there is the stories of it wasn't Noah, it was Zoa, and the Atlantis motherland. And this was really about restoring the original customs, usages, and tribes. There was over 100 million, actually, tribes that were on this continent that was documented. And those oral traditions, as you said, were handed down to me even by the Dakota and with Meredith Quinn and the original clan mothers, because they have basically, through genocide, killed them all. There was initially 13 clan mothers and 13 tribe mothers with their counterparts, i.e. chiefs slash dragons, whatever you want to say, and they've been killed. And again, through the assimilation with the Draco and the reptilian agenda, that is now going to be stopping, obviously, in there. And a lot of people don't realize that you had actually First Nations in places like Jamaica and through the Caribbean, and they killed all those tribes because they had reciprocity. And we had, you know, they didn't need ships because they could, you know, time travel. They had the portals and the stargates, not just to other planets. They could go anywhere they wanted. You know, and there was international.
My business and leave me yours alone. Hey. We're talking about me. Your job is over the camera.
Okay, yeah, we're going on a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
We're talking about me. Your job is over the camera.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right. Yes. And so we are back to the last segment of the show, about 4 minute segment. So I want Karen to let us know of any last minute things and give out her contact information one more time.
Great. Okay. I've got several Facebooks. So there's, and this is all Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Lucic, L-U-C, YK, so it's like Lucy with a K, and then McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, all lowercase. So there's four different ones. So the Karen Lucic McDonald's the easiest. Karen Lucic McDonald at ProtonMail, ClanMother13 at Gmail, which is with a K. And I've started up, I pushed into something I had to do. But anyway, I started up at Karen Lucic McDonald's Intel, and that's with two colons before it because I'm decolonized. So, you. And, of course, we're all over Facebook, and we've got a lot of different groups there. I'm doing a lot, too, like I said, with geniusbiofeedback.com, Dr. Ariel Policano. I really encourage people to do that. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm more about the solutions right now, and what I'm doing is not only the biofeedback to scramble their signals and reverse engineer the tech to stop some of this retroviruses from activating, but I'm doing something so simple. It's called a vaginal or a pelvic steam. With a guy, it's called a root chakra. But basically, if you look up yoni, Y-O-N-I, or pelvic steams for men, or pets, by the way, we're steaming the herbs into the root chakra. It's going directly, and it's like mainlining. You can do cannabis. You can do any herb, any tea, anything in a steamy pot and basically sit over it from 10 to 30 minutes. Aside from essential oils, carbon C60, black lemonade, I'm really encouraging people to look at The Best Day Ever, too, with David Wolf. He's got some phenomenal stuff after they knocked his site down. He's back up and running. And we are going to have a health summit, and I'm going to encourage people. I'll be with Dr. Alfred Weber again on Wednesday. There are four things up there as well. So, yeah, I'm happy to answer any questions, do any distance healing, like sessions as well. I am scanning people for free for 10 minutes or doing remote sessions if they want, subspace, readings, that kind of thing, clearing. That's it. I don't know. That's what I'm doing until I bug out with my little... until I got more paint in the camper than I do in my hair, then we know where to go.
Well, you were definitely talking to some interesting people. Some I already know, some I don't. I hope that you would bring some of those people that I don't onto the show. I've always wanted to speak with Alfred Weber.
He's amazing. He really has got a great background in health and stuff, too, but he was also the ET lawyer to
Carter. Yeah, exopolitics.
Yes. Yeah, he's exopolitics for sure, and I've done several shows. We actually helped. I was one of the ones that found the North Korean false EMP thing. Then I alerted Patty because I recognized it right off the bat. So a lot of that stuff to do with averting your World War III was actually somewhat me behind the scenes when that happened. But there's some stuff you documented for sure. And a couple of things that got pulled because of the controversy that we're doing. So, really in there. And like I said,
you're having stuff pulled like Patty, huh?
What was that?
You're having stuff pulled like Patty, huh?
Well, occasionally that happens. Actually, I've just slightly, we just disassociated. I, was aware she wasn't meeting with Trump and other allegations and didn't have a background or has been trained in the biofeedback like us. And I'm all about solid truth and transparency. So I've disassociated recently. So I
and
think,
you're threatening to kill a lot of people.
it doesn't go over really well. But there's the as we know, the law of the land. And that's part of the caste system, missus, and that's part of the mantle that I hold. But, like I said, the rest is determinable, and it's going to be based on those original customs, usages, and laws, and treaties. They're still in force and effect. And,
We're out of time for this episode, so I would thank you for coming onto the show. We got to have you on again, and I want to thank Will and Bill for coming onto the show. And I'm your host, V. And remember, and Lance Revelis, man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sin, the Sin Sea, the Word of God.